It's hard to put a handle on Advent. Lent is much easier. The ashes and fasting come a little more naturally to us Irish. And there's always a temptation to rush Advent. It's hard to get to the 1st of December before someone breaks into chant, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Well, at midnight mass, he is well born. My focus for this online Advent calendar is on the manger and our preparation for the manger on this night, when it is most in use. Manger is a word seldom used in Scripture, in fact only 3 times, twice during Luke's Midnight Mass Gospel. I recall an evening of liturgy preparation a couple of years back. One of the most striking liturgies modelled that night was a penitential service around preparing the manger of straw for the birth of the baby Jesus. Solemnly, an empty manger or cradle was carried to the church and left on the altar, and then a massive bundle of straw was placed at the foot of the altar. Intermingled with the straw were the bits and pieces of life, the thorns in the straw, the obstacles and objects that might crowd out our preparation for Christmas. The first 2 people went up to the straw. One took out a fresh fistful of straw and laid it in the manger. The other took out a large stone representing our hardness of heart, our selfishness, our lack of sensitivity to others. As the stone was removed from the straw and placed in the manger, we prayed that our hardness of heart went with it. Then the 2nd 2 walked up, one taking another fresh flick of straw and laying it in the manger. The 2nd rummaged out a mobile phone from the middle of the straw. Haven't we become too dependent on the mobiles? The world of noise, the world of electronic distraction. We prayed that God would free us from distraction and restfulness and give us space to stop and stare. Someone else came forward and added more straw, while their companion pulled an old rusted chain out from the tossed heap of straw that was left on the altar, representing the old addictions that weigh heavily on all of us. Advent has celebrated our preparation of the manger for Christ, allowing us to step back a bit in hope, in longing, and in waiting for him to be born once again in our midst. Morning Ireland brought us the news a few weeks ago that Newlands Cross was to open 3 months ahead of schedule. Like all, I applaud progress, particularly when it comes in ahead of budget and ahead of time. The reporter reminded us the flyover removed the last set of lights, traffic lights, between Cork and Dublin. Father Peter McVerry, the Jesuit campaigner for the homeless, challenged us months earlier when he said that if the money spent on the Newlands Cross project was spent on the homeless, it would solve the current Dublin homeless crisis overnight. Then again, is it better that we drive more quickly and by consequence have less time to even notice the homeless? How will the birth of Christ be in our midst, in our parishes, in our hearts? Will Christ be born tonight in the comfort of a stable or the tossed up nature of our hearts? While driving one day, I noticed a drawer which had obviously fallen off a container lorry, just sitting next to the now obsolete traffic lights at Newlands Cross. I wondered, did many stop to notice? I wondered, did many even care? Might Christ be born this Midnight Mass night, where people are too busy to notice? Might he be born in that drawer at the Newlands Cross obsolete lights? What a beautiful story of the baby born at the roundabout en route to Kilkenny Hospital at the end of last month. The Carlow mother and daughter are apparently doing well. We have heard about those who stopped to help, but how many passed too busy to even notice? Advent has allowed us to stop, to notice, and to take stock. Tonight we gather around that manger, and with C.S. Lewis we pray, "Among the oxen, like an ox I'm slow, I see a glory in the stable grow, which, with the ox's dullness, might at length give me an ox's strength. Among the asses, stubborn I as they, I see my Saviour where I looked for hay. So may my beast-like folly learn at least the patience of a beast. Among the sheep, I like a sheep have strayed, I watch the manger where my Lord is laid. On that my baying nature would win thence some woolly innocence."